Today's Amud is Yevamos Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Tzadi Amud Beis, the second to last line, the end of the line, Ha'isa Bas Yisrael. So we're continuing to discuss the halachas that the Mishnah mentioned about the unfortunate case of the woman whose husband went out of town. And an Eid Echad comes and tells this woman, you should know your husband died. So the halacha is that Chazal give Ne'emanus to this Eid Echad, because we assume that the lady is going to be very, very careful before she gets remarried and assumes that her husband really died. So we give Ne'emanus to the Eid Echad, and the woman's allowed to get remarried. The woman goes ahead, she gets remarried, but apparently she didn't do her due diligence. And Lamaisa, her husband was really alive, and her husband comes back. And now both men are there. So the halacha is Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh. She's not allowed to be with either one of the men. The second husband, for sure not. She's an Eishes Ish. And even the first husband, she's not allowed to go back to the first husband. She needs a get from each man. And the Mishnah went on to list many different kenasos, many different halachos that apply to this woman now. So amongst those halachos, the Mishnah said that Haisa Bas Yisrael Nifsla Mina Kahuna. That if she's a Bas Yisrael, so now she becomes Psula the Kahuna. If she would want to marry a Kayin now, it would be aser for her to marry a Kayin. Now ask the Gemara on the top of Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph, that Pshita, L'chayr, that's obvious. L'maisa, she's an Eishes Ish, Shazinta. It's true, it was Ba'ines, but L'maisa, she's an Eishes Ish, that had Znus with another man, so of course she now becomes halachically a Zayna, and she's aser to marry a Kayin. A Kayin's not allowed to marry a Zayna, so what's the Chiddush? Why is that in our Mishnah? The Mishnah seems to be saying Chidushim, things that are Kenasos, things that are Chidushim, that Chazal said we're going to apply to this woman. But the fact that if she's a Bas Yisrael, she becomes Psula the Kahuna, that's a regular Din Torah. So says the Gemara, no, Bas Levi min ha-Maiser Tzrichalei. That ain't a Chanami. The fact that if she's a Bas Yisrael, she becomes Psula the Kahuna, that line of the Mishnah was Taka Pasha. But the Mishnah mentioned it, Agav, the next line. The next line of the Mishnah says that if she's a Bas Levi, if this lady who got remarried and then her husband came back home, if she was a Bas Levi, she now becomes Aser Tein Meiser. Being that she had Znus, she was Mezane, so now she becomes Aser, she's not allowed to eat Meiser, she's not allowed to eat Meiser. Now ask the Gemara, Bas Levi min ha-Maiser mi Mifsula Biznus, why would that halacha be true? Why should a Bas, meaning this has nothing to do with the Pshita question anymore, Stamakash on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if she's a Bas Levi, so then she now becomes Pasul from eating Maiser. What's the Pshat in that halacha? Does a Bas Levi become Pasul from having Znus? Vatani, we learned in the Braisa that Leviya Shanishbis Ayushanivla Bilasnus, that it, literally in this case, a Leviya that gets captured, or she has a Bilasnus, so if she gets captured, the assumption is that she was together with the captives, but or she had a Bilasnus, the halacha is Nais Nunla Maiser Vaichalas. She's allowed to continue eating Maiser. So why in our Mishnah's case, when this lady, just because she had Znus, why does that make her Aser from eating Maiser? So says the Gemara, Amrav Sheshes Kenasa. Our Mishnah has an extra added level of kenas. Normally, a Bas Levi has nus, so fine, she did something wrong, but it's not going to affect her ability to eat Meiser. And our Mishnah, we want the halachas to be very, very chamer, because we're trusting an Eid Echad. We're relying on an Eid Echad that her original husband died. We're relying on an Eid Echad. We want the halachas, if the husband shows up, to be very, very strict in order so that this lady will be very, very careful before she goes ahead and uses this heter to get remarried. She's not going to just blindly rely on the Eid Echad. She's going to be very careful because she's going to know that if her husband shows up, she's going to be in deep, deep trouble. So therefore, we make her halachas very chamer. Amongst those halachas, we say that if she's a Bas Levi, she becomes aser for meaning Meiser. The Mishnah then said that if she's a Bas Kayin, so then she becomes Aser Mina Truma. She becomes Aser, she becomes Psula, she's not allowed to eat Truma anymore. Now that L'chayr is also Pasha. She adds Nas, so she's a Zayna. So of course, if she's a Bas Kayin, she's now Psula L'Kahuna, and she's not allowed to eat Truma. Says the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Afilu B'Truma D'Rabbanan. That even if it's just Truma D'Rabbanan, even Truma D'Rabbanan, she's not allowed to eat. Kol Shekein Truma D'Araisa. Of course she can't eat Truma D'Araisa, even Truma D'Rabbanan. The Ein Yarshin Shalzev Yarshav Shalzev Yarshin Ksuvasa V'chulu. The Mishnah also mentioned that the Yarshim from either men do not Yarshin her Ksuba. Now, ask the Gemara, we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah that she doesn't get a ksuba from either man. So, ksuba mayavidita, what does it mean that her yarshim don't inherit the ksuba? The yarshim that she had, the children that she had from either man, don't inherit her ksuba. Of course they don't inherit her ksuba because she doesn't get a ksuba. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa explained that ksuba benin dichret. That here we're not talking about regular ksuba, we're talking about the ksuba benin dichret. So the halacha is that normally, if we would have assumed that if a lady is married, so if she gets divorced or her husband dies, she collects a ksuba. If she dies b'chaye baila, if she dies first, so then there's no ksuba to be had. However, one of the lines that it says in the ksuba is there's something called ksubas benin dichren, which means that even if she dies first, so she doesn't really get her ksuba, if the husband, let's say she had kids with Reuven, Reuven had kids with Rachel, and then Reuven and Rachel died, and they have a kid together, Reuven and Rachel had a kid together. And then Reuven goes ahead, and Reuven now marries another woman. He marries Dina, and they have a few sons together. So now when Reuven dies and the Yerusha is going down, so you would say that, Reuven inherited, first of all, from his first wife, Rachel, and now all that Yerusha is going to get split amongst all the children. So that means Reuven's kid that he had from Rachel is really losing out, because he was really Rachel's only son. He should get the entire Yerusha. And now that there's other sons involved, because the father got remarried, so now he's going to lose out from his mother's Yerusha. So there's a line in the Ksuba that says that if the husband gets remarried to someone else, so the halacha is that the son that they had together, the son that Reuven had from Rachel, he inherits the amount that Rachel was owed in her Ksuba. The amount that was going to come to her in her ksuba, he gets that first, and then the rest of the estate gets divided evenly amongst the sons. That's ksubas benin dichren. Now, halacha is, though, that our Mishnah is telling us is that since this woman has nas, so now she loses out on the ksubas benin dichren, and now her sons are not going to get that added amount of Yerusha, the value of her ksuba. Ask the Gemara Pshita. That's also obvious, because being that she lost her ksuba, so why should her son get that ksuba as benin dichren? Why should he get that advantage of getting that value before splitting the rest of the estate of the father? She lost the ksuba, so mamela he loses it. Says the Gemara, no, ma'u detema, I could have assumed that ledidad of the isura kansua. She did the iser. She did the wrong thing, and she should have been more careful. So sure, for her, we give her a kanas that she loses her ksuba. But lezaro like ansurabana, but maybe you would say that to her children, the child will still get the value of her ksuba, will still get the ksuba espenin dichrin, kamash malon, that no, the child does not get the ksuba espenin dichrin, ein yarshav shalzeh, v'yarshav shalzeh, yarshin ksubasa, rather everyone's going to get equal from whatever the father's estate is, even if there's other children involved, and he's not going to get that bonus from his mother's ksuba. Achav shalzev, achav shalzev, chotzim v'lamiyavmin. The Mishnah then said that if Reuven, the original husband, dies, or the next man dies, so neither of the brothers are going to do yibam with this lady. Right, the lady's husband, when she was married to Reuven, her husband Reuven went out of town, and now she's told that her husband dies, so she marries another man, Baruch, and then Reuven comes back. So if Reuven and Baruch die, none of the brothers, even if they didn't have any children together with this woman, none of the brothers are going to be doing yibam. They're only going to be doing chalitza. Achiv shalzev, achiv shalzev, cholzim v'lemiyavmin. The brothers on both sides, the brothers of Reuven and the brothers of Baruch, they're just going to do chalitza. They're not allowed to do yibam. So the Gemara explains that Achav shall rishon choleitz midaraisa. Really, the brothers of Reuven are Reuven really is married to this woman. So when he dies, it really is a situation of yibam. Midaraisa is really a matzav of yibam. So really, there should be yibam. So the chalitza that we say that they have to do, that's a chalitza daraisa. Their mamish chayv midaraisa to do that chalitza. V'loy miyabim, the fact that we say they can't do yibam, that's midarabana, because really midaraisa they could even do yibam. Midarabana, we give a kanah that they're not allowed to do yibam, they're only allowed to do chalitza. But achiv shalsheni, the fact that we tell the brothers of Baruch that they should do chalitza and na'ibam, so chaylitz is midurabanan. Baruch's not really married to her, because really she's an eshes ish. She thought her husband had died, but really he didn't. So really she's an eshes ish, and Baruch is not married to her. The fact that we tell Baruch's brothers to do chalitza, that's only midurabanan. Midaraisa, they don't need to do chalitza, because Baruch was never married to the woman. But midurabanan, it looks like she's married to Baruch, so we tell them to do chalitza. V'lemiyabim is v'lemidaraisa v'lemidarabanan. The fact that they don't do Yibam, that's not Daraisa or Midrabanan. There's no Chiyav Yibam Bechlal, because Baruch's not really married to her. So there's no Yibam Daraisa, no Yibam Darabanan. And the Chalitza is a Chalitza Darabanan. So then after the Mishnah listed all these different Kenasais, and all these different Dinim that apply to this woman, so the Mishnah brought three Shitas that limit the penalties that Chazal imposed on the woman. Rabbi Yossi was the first one. It's important to get them in order and exactly what they said. Rabbi Yaisi was the first Shita. Rabbi Yaisi said that Yesh lo ksuba mirishai, that she does get a ksuba from Reuven, from the first man. She gets a ksuba. That was Rabbi Yaisi's Shita. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer second. Rabbi Lazar. Comes along Rabbi Lazar second. And Rabbi Lazar comes second and says that the Rishon does get a Metziah. If she finds something, it goes to the first man. And her money that she makes from working, her Maisei Yadayim, goes to the first man. And the first man, Reuven, also has the ability to be made for her Nedarim. So Rabbi Lazar was Cholek, and all those Dinim at the Tanakama had said that the Rishon doesn't get her Metziah, doesn't get her Maisei Yadayim, can't be made for Nedarim. Comes Rabbi Lazar and says that the Rishon has those things. Then last comes Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says that there could be Yibam from the first one's brothers. Reuven's brothers are even allowed to perform Yibam, and Rabbi Shimon also says that if she goes back and she marries Reuven, and she goes back marries Reuven, if she goes back and lives together with Reuven, so the children that they have together are not going to be Mamzerim. The Tanakhama had said that the children that they have together will be Mamzerim Midrabanan, at least the Chumra. Rabbi Shimon comes and he says that no, the children will not be Mamzerim. So we had Rabbi Yaisi, Yesh Ksuba, Rabbi Lazar, yes, that there will be a Metziah, Maisei Yadayim, and a Faras Nedarim to the first husband. And then Rabbi Shimon, who says that there's Yibam to the first husband, and also that the child's not a mamzer. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaisi Aymer Ksubas HaNechzei Baila V'chulu. Amar Rav Huna, a machlekes about exactly who holds of who shita. Meaning the Mishnah says three additional shitas after the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama mentioned all these kenasas. Then we have Rabbi Yaisi who limits it, Rabbi Lazar who limits it, and Rabbi Shimon who limits it. Who limits it? The question is does each one hold of each other? Is it mutually exclusive? Do some hold of the others? So says the Gemara Amar Rav Huna that Basrai maidu lekamai, kamai loy maidu lebasrai. The later shitas hold of the earlier opinions, and the earlier opinions do not hold of the later opinions. So Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Lazar agrees to Rabbi Yaisi, but Rabbi Yaisi does not agree to Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Lazar doesn't agree to Rabbi Shimon. I mean, it only goes, everyone was adding on to the previous Shita. The later ones hold of the earlier ones, but the earlier ones do not hold of the later opinions, as the Gemara explains. Rabbi Shimon, who was the last one, so he holds of all the earlier ones. Rabbi Shimon, who says that there's Yibam from the first one's brother, from Reuven's brother, and that the child will not be a mamzer, is Moidi Leila Rabbi Lazar. Is agrees to Rabbi Lazar with regards to all these monetary things of being Zaycha and the Metziah, the Maisei Yadayim, and the Faras Nedarim. Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Lazar that those Kenasais, Chazal never imposed those Kenasais. What's the Svara to say that? That Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Lazar. If anything, if there would be something to make a Kenas on, the most Chomer thing would be Bia, would be Yivam, would be if they have Bia together, the child being a Mamzer, that would be the most likely thing to be Geizer on. And even those things, Rabbi Shimon says, and no, there's no Gzeira, she could do Yivam with Reuven's brothers, if they're together, the child will not be a mamzer midrabanan. So if you see that Rabbi Shimon wasn't geizer on those things, but Kol Shekin, then all the more so when it comes to mitziyaso, maisiyadeha, also faras nedarim, demamainahu, those things are considered more like monetary matters. So then Kol Shekin, Rabbi Shimon is not geizer on those things, and he agrees that those things also go to the first husband. Whereas Rabbi Lazar, like Maidi Lele Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar does not agree to Rabbi Shimon, even though he holds that by these monetary things that they did not give a kenas and it goes to the first husband by yibam and by mamzer, that Rabbi Lazar is not masking to Rabbi Shimon, because mitziyaso Asu Maisiyah Dead the Mamina who like Anis. See also when it comes to Dine Mamanis, it's not as Khamr. So Chazal didn't impose the Kanas. Avobiyah Disurahu Kanis. When it comes to Bia, which is much more Khamr, so that already, that's something that Chazal are going to give a Kanas about. Utarvayu Maida Lil Rabbi Yosi. But both of those Shitas who are later than Rabbi Yosi Shita, Rabbi Yosi was the first one, so both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, they agree to Rabbi Yosi's halacha that she has a ksuba from the Rishai. Because Hani Diyasva to say like Hanes, if you find that all these other things that she gets even when or that the husband gets even while they're married. The husband gets them while they're married. And so that's more of a reason to give a kanas, because we don't want them to stay married. So those things, the Baal gets the mitziah, the Baal gets his hermaisiyah dayim, which are things that he only gets while he's married, and we don't want them staying married, and still we're going to say that there's no kanas on these things. So, v'kal shekeng ksuba de lamishka lumefakai. All the more so, they're going to agree to Rabbi Yaisi's halacha that the first husband gets the ksuba, that she gets a ksuba from the first husband, because that's something that she gets on her way out. So if even the things that apply while she's married to her husband, we're gonna let them slide. So kol shekin, the thing that she gets on her way out from the marriage. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi lemaidila lehu, Rabbi Yaisi doesn't agree to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, because he holds it was dafka the ksuba de la mishka lumefaku dulaikanas. It was dafka when it comes to the ksuba, which she gets on her way out, so that we were less machmir about that. We said that there's no kanas and we're going to allow her to get a ksuba from the first husband. Avahani, the yasvatuse kanas, but when it comes to all these other things that the husband only gets when they stay together, so that's something that Chazal are going to impose a kanas, because we don't want them staying together. So that's why Rabbi Yaisi doesn't agree to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon. That's all Rav Huna Shita. That Rav Huna says that the later opinions agree to the earlier opinions. The earlier opinions do not agree to the later opinions. Comes along Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan Amar the exact opposite. That Kamai Maidu LeBasrai, Basrai LeMaidu LeKamai. That the earlier Shitas agree to the later Shitas, and the later Shitas argue on the first Shitas. Meaning when Rabbi Yaisi said that she gets a ksuba from the Rishon, kol shekein all the other things. When Rabbi Lazar said these things, kol shekein iba. But they were coming to be lafuke, the later opinions were coming to be lafuke, the earlier Shitas. So the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yaisi, who says that she gets a ksuba from the Rishon, is mighty leila Rabbi Lazar, that the husband also gets the mitzia, the ma'asiyah daima first nadarim. What's the svara? Because ksuba de midei ledida, Rabbi Yaisi is fine that like Hanis, Rabbi Yaisi says that there's no knas even on the ksuba, which is something that goes from the man to her. Now remember, she's the one that did the wrong over here. She's the one that should have been more careful when she got remarried, and Lamaisa Ba'ines, she did was over on Znus. So she's really the one who did the Avera over here. And still Rabbi Yaisi says that she gets the ksuba, even though that's something that she's going to gain from. V'kol shekein mitziasu ma'asiyah. So all the more so, Rabbi Yaisi will agree that the things that she's going to lose from will allow to slide. So the fact that she'll lose her mitzvah, it's going to go to the man. She's going to lose her salary, it's going to go to her husband. That's something that for sure we're going to let slide. Rabbi Lazar le may delay, whereas Rabbi Lazar, who says that she gets that the husband gets these things, is not going to be made to Rabbi Yaisi that she gets a ksuba, because mitziyasu ma'asiyadeh who the mididal didei loikanes for this exact svara. The things that she loses from, Chazal didn't give a kanas about. Aval ksuba the mididei lididah kanes, but that she's going to gain, that Chazal are not going to allow to slide. She did something wrong, we're not going to allow her now to get her ksuba. Utarvayu ma'idilei l'Rab Shimon. Both Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Lazar agree to Rabbi Shimon that we're going to allow there to be yibum from the first husband, let's say. Because umahani de mechayim loikansi, if when it comes to these things, ksuba, maisiyadayim, mitzias, which are things that exist while everyone's alive, so there's more of a reason to make a kanas. Because there are things that happen while they're alive, we don't want them staying together. And still, loikansi, we didn't give a kanas, so bia de la'achar misa l'kol shekein. So bia, which is anyways only negea after the husband dies, where the marriage isn't applicable anymore. The husband's dead, so then all the more so, there's no need to make a kanas over there, because anyways the husband died. Whereas Rav Shimon, Maidi Luhu, Rav Shimon doesn't agree to them. It was for this exact svara. It was Dafka by Bia who did La'akar Miso Laikanis. It was Dafka by Bia, which anyways exists only after the husband dies. So that's where Chazal did not impose a kanas. Avohani the Mechayim Kanis, but these other things which exist even while the husband's alive and we don't really want him to stay married. So then Chazal did impose the kanas that she doesn't get the ksuva and that he doesn't get the Metziah, the Ma'aseh Yadayim, and Afaras Nedarim.